You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Men's Basketball Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. Today I'm joined by Austin College head men's basketball coach Rodney Wecker. The Roos closing out their regular season with a record of 11-13, 7-9 in SCAC play, and earned the number 3 seed out of the Western Division. And coach, first of all, congratulations on a good regular season, and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
Coach, you guys were 2-6 over your last 8 games to close out the regular season, and including a tough double overtime loss against Hendricks yesterday. Just talk about where this team is heading into the SCAC tournament.
You know, we've been in all these games that we compete against, except maybe one. We're on a big road trip for 5 straight road games leading up to this homestand this last weekend. But we've changed some things up, and we look forward to playing in the conference tournament. I think my team's prepared from that. And it was a tough loss yesterday, but allowed Hendricks to get in. But both teams competed very hard for the win yesterday, and unfortunately we came up on the short end of the stick.
Coach, as I mentioned, the number 3 seed out of the West, you draw the number 2 seed in the Eastern Division in DePaul University. You guys face DePaul back on January 30th on the road, as you mentioned, in Greencastle, losing 77-63 despite 19 points and 7 rebounds from Walter Phillips. Just talk about what, if anything, you take from that matchup as you guys head into Friday's game against DePaul.
Well, the interesting about that game in DePaul, it was, I believe it was a 4-point game with a minute 18 left. So the total amount of the final score is kind of skewed. We played them very tight up there, and I thought our kids really competed and did what we asked. One of those free throw bounces that bounced over our head, they had it, and then we had a foul down the stretch. So that score is kind of skewed from that standpoint, because we had to foul and do some things to make some things different. I like our matchups with DePaul. I think it's going to be a very competitive game, and both teams will have a hard-fought battle during that contest on the first round on Friday.
You know, coaches, you look at your team, very balanced scoring. You have 4 guys averaging over 11 points per game. Just talk about the importance of getting points from a number of different guys, especially as we head towards a tournament setting.
Well, there's some teams in our league that rely on 1 or 2 players. I have such a young team this year. I lost 5 starters, 8 seniors last year, and it's coming in waves this year from different people that step up each night, and we really focus in on the team aspect of it and getting it done as a team, which makes us a tough guard, because you don't know who's going to score the basketball, and they have to game plan against us with all our personnel, just not 1 or 2 individuals that you have to key on.
You know, coach, as you look at your matchup with DePaul, the Tigers are the top field goal percentage team in terms of 3. They hit 39.5% of their 3s. But obviously, as you mentioned, you like your matchup. You're one of the top field goal percentage in defense against the 3. Opponents just shoot 29% against you guys. Just talk about your length and the way you can help guard against the 3-pointer with DePaul.
Well, you live and die by the 3, and you can see that in DePaul's losses this year. Even Trinity, who's owned DePaul a little bit, if the shots don't go in, then what do? You have to rely on your rebounding aspect. And we defend the 3 very well. That's a point of emphasis for us, as well as guarding in the post. So, a combination of both. But we get out in pressure and not allow teams to have those free looks like, they're capable of when you leave open shooters. And when you do leave them open, they can knock them down. But that would be a point of emphasis for us.
Coach, you guys created a number of steals over the season, 2nd in the SCAC, 8.2 steals per contest. Just talk about the importance of getting pressure on the ball, creating those turnovers, leading to easy basket opportunities, and also second chance and extra possessions.
Well, we always try to create our offense from our defense. I think that's our mindset this year. We're young, we're athletic at times, and we have really great hands. I think we do a great job of getting some deflections on the ball, and that's one thing that we keyed on this year as far as getting deflections and creating our offense from our defense. And we can only do it as a team. We can't do it as individuals, and that's been our focus all year.
And finally, Coach, what adjustments moving forward, and what will be key for the Roos to key on as you guys head into this weekend to advance to the semifinals or further at the SCAC tournament?
It's typical. Take care of the ball, rebounding, and for us, creating our offense from our defense, and those type of things. And all teams will say the same thing pretty much from that standpoint. But, you know, you're going to have to make some shots. Going to have to execute your offense. And it comes in tournament play. It's how you make stops and how you execute on the offensive end from a half-court standpoint. So both of those two things will be one of the major keys as we go on into the tournament.
Austin College head men's basketball coach Rodney Wecker. Again, the Roos, the number 3 seed out of the Western Division, will open up SCAC tournament play against the number 2 Eastern Division seeded DePaul University Tigers at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Friday from Belhaven College. Coach, thanks again so much for your time. Best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC tournament.